We have turned a $3,000 program into a $49 a month program, and people still won't invest in themselves. Why? Because they prioritize everybody else over themselves. And what happens then? They complain, my business isn't growing. Well, hello, and welcome to the Direct Selling Accelerator podcast. I'm your host, Sam Hind, and I am passionate about helping people in business. Specifically, I love the direct selling industry because it gives opportunity to people who otherwise wouldn't be given an opportunity to be in business and to make their own success, to lead the way and impact lives on every single day. But in working in this space, over the last 9 years, Greg and I have worked with over 300,000 direct sellers, people in business all over the globe. And we see some of the same patterns again and again, reoccurring both in our lives and in the lives of those that we get the honor and privilege of working with. And one of the biggest concerns people have is, I am stuck. And I recognize this feeling because I remember being in that place myself. Now, that doesn't mean I don't get in this place anymore. But what it does mean is I can recognize when I'm stuck, and I have got some amazing tools to get myself unstuck. So today, what I want to do is talk about the three ways we get stuck, three reasons why we aren't where we want to be. And I then want to give you some tips and tricks I've learned along the way from some incredibly wise people and from some of my coaches on how to get yourself unstuck quickly. So grab yourself pen and paper. This is definitely an episode for taking notes. And let's jump on in and talk about how to get yourself unstuck. Now, the first thing about this is we need to recognize when we are stuck. And sometimes it can take an outside force or a little hint or a suggestion from someone who loves you to say, hey, you have got yourself stuck underneath what I like to call the glass ceiling, stuck in a cycle, stuck in a bit of a box. And we know what this is like when we see repetitive patterns happening, right? I remember being in this position a number of years ago. I had been in my business for about 2 years, and I remember ringing my business coach and I said to her, I am so frustrated. I am 2 years in. I still haven't paid myself a single wage. I am struggling to make ends meet. And I remember saying these words to her, I have got a $100,000 glass ceiling on my business. Now, once upon a time, $100,000 sounded pretty darn good to me. If I was earning an income of $100,000, I can tell you there was a time in my life I would have been very happy. However, when you run a business, anyone in business knows $100,000 doesn't go very far when you've got rent, staff, overheads, insurance, all of the things to pay for. And this not only was not paying me any income, but it had me slowly sinking into some debt. And I could see this glass ceiling here. I would get up close to the $100,000 mark and then something would happen and it would come smashing back down. And I could see this pattern and I remember thinking, it's like someone has put this cap on me of $100,000 and I just can't get past it. So I rang my coach and I said these words to her. And she said to me, Sam, you are in a cycle. And the great thing about a cycle is you control it. You've got the ability to get out of it. In other words, she said, you are self-sabotaging your way to keep underneath the ceiling. You're keeping yourself in there. Now, whilst I have got so much more incredible knowledge around this and around recognizing these cycles and glass ceilings and how to get out of it, back then I was so adamant that it was not my fault. And I remember saying to her, it is not me. I am not doing this. I would do anything to get past $100,000 right now and to start actually earning myself some income. And she said, I know, but you first need to have a look at what you're doing, at what cycles you're in. So she sent me off to do a course. Now, again, I went off to this course. She gave me a free ticket to this event. And I remember going home and saying to Greg, I know I'm going to be sold to. I know I'm going to go to this event and I'm going to be sold to, but I can promise you I'm not going to buy anything. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to glean as much information from these people as I can. And I'm not going to spend a cent with them. Sure enough, 3 days later, I'm ringing Greg going, oh my goodness, I have just learned so much about myself and I have to invest in this program because I have to take myself to the next level because I have a responsibility. Greg laughed. He said, I know. I knew you were going to do that. And the rest is history. At that event, I learned some incredible skills, but I also, most importantly, learned to recognize the cycles and the patterns in my own life, from my business through to my personal life, my relationships, my parenting journey, and many others. Now, does this mean I've got it all figured out? Heck no. What I want to be really clear about when it comes to glass ceilings is they just raise. We don't smash through them. We just knock this one out of the way and move to the next one. And I'm always going to have a glass ceiling there. But the challenge in my life and in yours too is always going to be, how do I take myself to the next glass ceiling? How do I get through this one and find the next one? It's not about how do I eliminate them altogether, because there'll always be something else to learn. And this is a growth journey. It's not a journey of simply figuring it out and then being perfect. We are human beings and we've always got more growing to do. So can I just say off the back of this growing journey, we renamed our business. Initially, this business used to be called Samley's Consulting. It was very original. It was my name. But we decided to change it off the back of what we learned through this journey to Oxano. Oxano is a Greek biblical word that means to cause to grow and become greater. We became so passionate about growth within ourselves, and we got to see what that growth and that change was able to do for our lives that we wanted others to have it too. So in this podcast, we are often pulling in incredible guests, but also sharing amazing stories, both ours and others, to help you grow your business. I know that wherever you are at today, whether you're brand new in business and you just feel like you just want to get to the next level, you just want the first sale, you just want the first customer, to somebody who's been in this business for many, many years, and you maybe feel like, I can see the glass ceiling on my life or on my business. Maybe you've smashed through a few of them and you're like, I'm on the next one and I want to know how to get past that. Well, I'm hoping that I can share just a little bit of my learning about this along the way and help you to get to that next level, whatever that is for you. So let's jump on in, because I want to keep this nice and quick for you today. This is a power podcast, this episode. So three things I want to share with you, three reasons why you're not where you want to be. And the very first of those is simply this: you're not moving. You know, it's pretty easy to stay underneath a glass ceiling or underneath, in a cycle when you don't move, when you don't pick your feet up and shift your direction. In other words, when you're not challenging yourself. The thing about challenge is our brains are designed to resist it. They're designed to resist it because we are designed to stay safe. And once upon a time, when we were living in caves, it wasn't safe to leave that cave and to get out of your comfort zone because there were all sorts of predators out there. However, times have changed just a little bit. And whilst our brains are still designed to keep us in safe mode, which is our comfort zone and what we know, we're not going to experience growth within that comfort zone. So challenge and change also requires us to push ourselves on a daily basis. Now, one little piece of advice I'm going to give you here when it comes to challenge and comes to change is a really, really simple strategy that I was taught recently. It was such an aha moment for me. In fact, it came with Greg and I learning to do ice baths. And if you've ever done an ice bath, you know that it is absolutely a challenge physically and mentally to do it. I really admire the people that do it every day, and I hope one day I can get to that point. Not quite there yet, but what I know about doing something like an ice bath is you cannot negotiate with yourself. You know what it's been like if you've been standing on the edge of a pool and you know that that pool is cold, and when you dive on in, it's going to be uncomfortable for a little minute. But once you're in there, who knows, you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to enjoy yourself. And guess what? It starts to feel a little bit more comfortable after a few minutes. Well, ice baths are absolutely no different. But when you're standing on the edge of that pool or just on the edge of the bath and you're getting ready to get in, the anxiety that you feel at that point is at its worst before you take the first step. The first step is always the hardest. Who knows this to be true? Even if you're going to go for a run, let me tell you, the first step of any run I've ever done is always the hardest step I'll take. But once I get going, I get into a groove and I have a great time, even when I'm not fit. So let's have a little bit of a think about this. If we're going to challenge ourselves, the first thing that we need to stop doing is negotiating with ourselves, because we are not designed to get out of our comfort zone up here. Our brain is not designed to do it. And so we are going to do everything. We're going to make every excuse on the planet as to why we don't want to take that step, why we don't want to dive in, why we don't want to start that run. But once you do it, you know that there's amazing growth out there waiting for you. So Greg and I have started this little internal policy. It's written up on our wall and it's something that we try and live by every day. Now, again, I'm not going to profess to say that I am perfect at this. This is why it's on my wall, because I need to constantly remind myself, no negotiating, because growth is not going to happen within my comfort zone. And I don't want to get uncomfortable. So I'm going to have to take the step. So don't think about it. Just do it. And that reminds me of Mel Robbins' 5-second rule, a brilliant book if you haven't read it, and a really great example of make the decision and do it. So first of all, you're not where you want to be because you might just find yourself in a place of comfort. Okay. If you're feeling comfortable, you feel like not much has changed, you haven't moved, start moving. Now, by the way, if you're sitting there going, well, I don't want to move or challenge myself because I don't know if I've got it right, or I don't know if I have the right answer yet, it'll make itself pretty abundantly clear pretty quickly if you start to move. So just take some steps and see where things land. It doesn't mean make stupid decisions, but you're not going to get any growth standing in one position. So start to move around, even if it's little baby steps, and see where things start to unfold for you. The next reason you may not be where you want to be is because you are not investing in yourself. Now, we will do a whole lot more for other people than we will ever do for ourselves. And one of the things that, again, I learned very early on in business was the importance of investing in myself. And this can look like a number of different things. But investing in yourself, I'm going to give you 3 different ways you can do this. First of all, make sure that you have someone to keep you accountable. Now, you can get someone to do this for you for free, or you can pay for someone to do it. I have both. I have several mentors, people I admire and respect, that are part of my world that I can call on at any time, that will keep me accountable, that will call me to account, that will point out where I am slipping up or where I am self-sabotaging, and help to re-steer me on the right path. Remember, we sometimes need people to point out what's right in front of us, because we can get so caught up in our own little bubble, it's very easy to not see what's right there and changes we could super easily make. So have some trusted people, and I really want to point that out, trusted people, people that you respect and admire that are going to grow you. So look at the proof that they provide. Where are they at? Where's their business at? Now, this, again, I'm just going to come back a little step here. A mentor or coach for you should absolutely not be somebody who hasn't got the proof that they know what they're doing. Now, I'm going to use an accountant as an example because I think it's a really good one, but I am not going to trust someone with my money who hasn't managed money well for themselves. So you got to look at the evidence in their own world first before you're going to let them steer and guide you. The people you spend the most time with are going to flavor you. They are going to have an impact on you. They are going to create the person that you are, that you become. It's kind of like when if I put something in my pantry that's got like a really strong odor, it's going to naturally flavor and put that odor on everything else in the pantry. You know, it's like when you cook a curry in your house and suddenly your entire house smells like curry for a few days. And it's a little bit like that when we spend a lot of time with somebody. You got to remember that that person is going to flavor you. They're going to leave an odor on your life. So be very, very careful who those people are, especially when it comes to mentors and coaches. So the first thing you should look at is the evidence on their life. So if they're going to be keeping you accountable, do they do it for themselves? If there's somebody who, you know, is supposed to be an expert in a particular space, like a business coach, these are really big ones, personal coaches, what does their life look like? What do their relationships look like? What does their business look like? If it's somebody who is an accountant, are they managing finances well themselves, or, you know, are they struggling financially? In which case, don't go anywhere near them, okay? They've got some stuff to sort out first. So be very careful who these people are that are flavoring you, but invest in people that will keep you held to account and will guide you and continue to challenge you. Now, mentors, free coaches are general, that mentors can be paid for as well, but generally a mentor is someone who you're not paying, but they keep you to account. And there's someone that you admire and respect, but a coach is usually someone you are paying for the service. Now, I believe in both. A coach is really important, because when you have someone who challenges you, not just with steps and activities and things that you need to physically do, but also challenge you financially, you're going to do the work. So when there's skin in the game, and I can tell you this from personal experience, guys, you are more likely to do the work. My very first ever business coach was a really special friend of mine. And she said to me at the time, and this was like, I had been in business for all of a week. And she said to me, Sam, I will coach you. Absolutely. I asked her if she would coach me. And she said, yes, I will. But she said, whilst I don't need the money and I would coach you for free, no problems, I'm not going to do that. She said, because I would not be doing you a favor. Instead, she said, I'm going to charge you and I'm going to make it hurt. Because when you feel uncomfortable paying that money every time you pay it, you will be dedicated to making sure you get a return on that investment and you'll do the work or you'll quit and you won't waste either of our time. And needless to say, I did the work because I wanted to make sure I was getting the return on my investment. So I am such a big believer in making sure that you have someone that challenges you to the next level, which means it has to kind of hurt right now. It has to hurt in time and it has to hurt financially. Otherwise, we don't do the work. So absolutely make sure that you invest in yourself with a coach and, of course, with some mentors, people you can call on at any time to keep you accountable. The next way you can invest in yourself is actually in time. This is a hard one because time is the one thing you can never, ever get back. And I see a lot of people more willing to invest in their family, in their friends, even in their business associates, in both money and time. They're more willing to do it before they're going to do it for themselves. Yet where does growth happen? It happens when we spend time on ourselves. So the question is, how can you be putting more time into you? Allocating some time to you. One of the things I talk to our Rise Up Inner Circle about every single week is, have you filled your cup this week? Now, filling your cup can look like a number of different things, but we all have heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. But it also means if you aren't investing in your own learning, if you aren't investing in your own personal growth, not just in the things that soothe your soul and nurture you, but also in your own growth, then it's no wonder that we're sitting still. We're not going anywhere because we're not increasing our knowledge, our wisdom, our abilities. So where are you capable of investing in yourself in time? A really good example of this is simply reading books that challenge you and grow you. When's the last time you sat down and read something that actually grew you versus just kind of occupied your mind for a little while? It might be investing in yourself in time by doing something that's going to help you physically, mentally, emotionally. It might be filling your cup. But where are you investing in yourself in time? Where do you need to do this? You know, often we get given exercises. You might have heard of one on this podcast where you might have listened to an episode and someone said, go and do this exercise. You thought, that'll be great. I'll do that later. And then, of course, you never do it. Or you go to your conference or convention with your company and you have this incredible keynote speaker come up and they give you an exercise to do and they tell you how to tackle a problem you've been having that you've been asking for answers for all of this time. And they give you an exercise to do and you think, I'm going to do that. And you walk away from the convention or the conference. And what do? You get busy doing things for other people and you don't do that one thing for you. It's often not because we don't have the answers. It's often because we don't give ourselves permission to have that time for us. So I'm going to challenge you. How can you invest in yourself in time as much as investing in yourself in money? We get a lot of people that are more willing to pay for our courses. By the way, our memberships are another way you can invest in yourself, both financially and in time, that will grow you. Do you know, the funny thing is, I have all the answers there for you. I can tell you how the top leaders grow their businesses to where they are and how anyone, no matter what your skill level is in the direct selling industry, can achieve those same things. Guess what the restriction is for almost anyone that doesn't join our memberships? It's money. Guess what else is hilarious about this? We have turned a $3,000 program into a $49 a month program, and people still won't invest in themselves. Why? Because they prioritize everybody else over themselves. And what happens then? They complain, my business isn't growing. Are you investing in you? So the question is, are you putting your money where your mouth is? If you want to grow, are you doing something for yourself? The other thing that I see people doing is they sign up for our programs because maybe they've got over the battle of the money, but then they don't do the work because they haven't got over the battle of the time. Are you challenging yourself to spend some time on you? And one of the things we do say to people is all you need to do is spend 30 minutes a week. 30 minutes a week on you inside of our courses to make dramatic change in your business. Question is, can you do it? Can you put it in your calendar and spend that time? The last way that you can invest in yourself, and this probably should have been the first, but I'm going to tackle it last because I want to really, really drum this one home, is your health. Oh, we just had a whole bunch of people said, I'm tuning out now. Don't want to listen anymore. Sam, you're not my friend. Well, actually I am, because I'm here to share a little bit of tough love. And this, again, is a lesson I had to learn the hard way. And that is, if you are not taking care of your health, you've got nothing left to give. And it's another way you can invest in yourself. Health can look like a lot of different things too, by the way. Health is mental health, spiritual health, emotional health, physical health. All of those things are part of your health, your relational health. How are you investing in those areas? Now, again, this is a daily step-by-step thing. This is not something I'm great at every single day. There is always an area that I'm working on and trying to grow in this space because I never get this right. So I'm not preaching as someone who's got this perfect. I'm preaching as a bun in the oven, someone who's walking this walk right alongside of you. I am growing a business. I'm growing a legacy. I'm growing a vision. I'm growing a mission. But I know to do all of that, I also need to take care of me because I only get one shot at this life. And so I don't want to turn 70 and look back and go, if only I had spent, you know, an extra 30 minutes a week going for a walk and moving my body. If only I'd spent an extra few minutes a day just drinking a little bit more water. If only I'd spent a little bit more time learning about the chemicals I'm consuming and learned what that thing was doing to my body, I might be different now. And so I just want to ensure that you are stopping and going, hang on a minute, what matters most in this world to me right now? Everyone else is on their journey, but what's mine need to look like? If I am going to live the life I want to live, have the business I want to have the impact I know I can have on other people, maybe on the environment, on even just my family, how can I best take care of myself and invest in myself in order to do that and do it well? So if you want to get unstuck, the second thing is you got to invest in yourself. Find just a couple of little things that you can do. The last reason that you're stuck is because you're stuck in a cycle. So if you're not where you want to be, it is likely you're stuck in a cycle that has repeated many times throughout your life. So what I encourage you to do right now is if you find yourself in a position where you're going, hey, Sam, yep, I am not where I want to be. I want you to just stop for a little minute. And I want you to have a little reflect and ask yourself the question, have I experienced a cycle like this before? Is this a cycle or is this new? So just like me with that $100,000 mark, when I looked back, I recognized that no job that I'd ever had before had ever managed to crack that $100,000 mark. No job of employment. Even when I had my own direct selling business, I continuously smashed up against that ceiling. And then, of course, when I started my business many years later, same thing. I never was able to get past that ceiling. It was a cycle, and I recognized that I was in one. And it wasn't until I became a little bit more self-aware that I was able to go, hang on a second, what do I need to do to get out of this? The first thing is seeing that you're in it. is recognizing that you're in it. Because sometimes we're in this state of denial, right? You know, when my coach said to me, Sam, you are self-sabotaging, you're keeping yourself in this cycle. My first response was, heck no, it's the world, it's everybody else, it's the universe, it's happening to me. But then I realized in a moment, what if it's happening for me to show me something so that I can learn something new and take myself to that next level? But I can't do that until I can stop and ask myself the question, what am I meant to see? What am I learning? One other quick little tip I'm going to give you here is actually probably one of the most liberating tips I can give you because it's the easiest one to do. And this will get you out of any stuck situation. It doesn't matter if you're stuck in your diet. It doesn't matter if you're stuck in your health, in your fitness, in your business, in your family, in your relationships, in any situation. If I ever find myself going, I feel stuck right now, the question I'm going to ask myself is this: what's my 2 millimeter shift? What can I do that's going to move me by 2 millimeters right now? The reason this is so powerful is because if you are a golfer, you know what I'm talking about here. I'm not a golfer, but I'm going to use this example because I kind of get it anyway. If you're teeing off, you're at hole number one and you're teeing off and you position yourself, you've got the club, you're holding your club, you position yourself, you're getting ready to hit that ball. You know, if you're a golfer, that an adjustment of just 2 millimeters at the angle of that club or the way you're holding it or the stance of your body is not going to adjust 2 millimeters at the other end. 2 millimeters here is going to be meters and meters of difference at the other end where that ball lands. And it's the same with what you do now. So the question is, if I make a 2 millimeter shift today, how is that going to impact me down the track? So if you're feeling really stuck and you recognize because you've done a little reflection and you go, yep, I'm in a cycle right now. Well, there are so many big things you can and probably should do. If that feels a little bit overwhelming, just stop for a moment and ask yourself the question, what's my 2 millimeter shift going to be? What can I do to move just a tiny bit? Because I can tell you one thing I know 100% to be true, and it's this, that is a movement of any description is a movement. Forward. At least you are moving forward. Any movement forward is a good movement, right? So what's your 2 millimeter shift going to be? It's better than standing still and doing nothing at all and continuing to complain about it. I hate watching people whinge and complain when I know they're not going to do any of the work. I liken it to this. When people join our memberships, they come into our courses, they pay their $47 a month to be an accelerator member, they invest in themselves and they come on in there and they complain to me because they're not getting the change. I'll ask them this question. Have you picked up the weights? You see, if you go to the gym and you want to do a program because you want to lose some weight or you want to gain some muscle, I can give you a program. I can show you exactly what to do. You know that a personal trainer knows how to help you lose weight, but who also knows that you are in charge of whether or not you are the catalyst for change? In other words, you know they can give you the program, but you have to physically pick those weights up to make anything happen. You have to pick up the water bottle and take a drink from it or take that chocolate away from your mouth, but you're the one that needs to do it. So the question is, what's your 2 millimeter shift going to be? What little tiny weight can you pick up today that maybe tomorrow is going to be a little bit heavier because it starts to feel less uncomfortable? In other words, remember, the first step is the hardest. The first weight you pick up is always going to be the hardest weight, but suddenly you start to get the hang of it. It becomes easier each time you pick the weight up. And before you know it, you're increasing your weights and you've moved to the next glass ceiling. So get yourself unstuck. What's your 2 millimeter shift going to be? Write it up on the wall. And in a week's time, ask yourself, how can I move by another 2 millimeters? I hope that this has been helpful for you. Like I said, I'm coming to you today, not as somebody who's got this all laid out and worked out. I am coming to you today with some tips from Business owner to business owner, entrepreneur to entrepreneur, bun in the oven to bun in the oven, somebody who's going through the journey right alongside of you. If you would love some more help in this space, if you'd love to know how we can serve you, if you think, hey, you know what? I really resonate with Sam. I love this podcast. This has been so helpful to me and I want to invest in myself. And $47 a month doesn't sound so bad after all. Well, we'll put some links in the show notes because we would love for you to invest in yourself with us. We'd love to keep you accountable and support you. But if we're not the right thing for you, don't let that stop you. Go and find the right person, the right mentor, the right coach, the right way to invest in you, because I believe in you and I know that whatever you need to get to that big goal that you have, the dream that you have is already around you. It's not a matter of you needing more of anything. You just have to become a little bit more resourceful and ask yourself the question, how am I going to grow? How am I going to shift by 2 millimeters today to get to that goal? Because I know you can do it and I believe in you possibly more than you believe in yourself right now. So that's it from me for this episode. I hope this has been helpful. Sending you loads of love. And of course, if you've enjoyed this episode, please make sure you share it. And don't forget to subscribe, of course, so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes and incredible guests we have joining us very soon. That's it from me. Have an amazing week. Bye for now. If you love this video and you would love more help to improve your direct selling business on social media, then click on the link to join our Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you in there.